You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. It's Friday, and it's good that we get together, and as I always say with our listening audience out there, wherever they are.
We'll kick off with listener questions. Our first two questions come from Michael. The first one, Dow joins S&P in touching all-time high while Treasury yields fall as Wall Street reacts to rising inflation and jobless claims. Bob, I'm confused. Rising inflation hitting consumers, 1 million revision upward in U.S. employment rate, jobless claims way up, credit card debt at all-time highs, Treasury yields beginning to reverse lower, but the stock market is reaching all-time highs every day. The explanation is that things are different this time because of the passive bid into index funds. Bob, is that really what's going on?
Yeah, you wrapped it up good, Michael. I like the passive bid from index funds, but we're in a great financial bubble. And great financial bubbles run until they exhaust all the players, credit markets, and everything else. And also, they've had a tendency in New York to 1929 peaked in September the 3rd. The 1873 bubble was early September. And then you go into the fall, and the greatest crashes in history have all been discovered in the fall. I checked this back, and there is an Italian historian, Cipolla. He wrote a book on the finances in northern Italy, city like Florence and whatnot, in the 1380s. And I was able to determine that they had a long period of liquidity problems with, they then were then trading sort of a mortgage item, and then it went into dreadful times, and the worst occurred in the fall. So we're going into the time that if there's going to be a failure, it'll be discovered fairly soon now, and what you need going to set this up, of course, is runaway speculation, which is what we've had. And the T-bill rate is kind of a help on this. The street, economists, Wall Streeters, academics, central bankers are all calling for the Fed to cut rates. And they think that the boom will continue. But there's an ironclad law out there that short-dated rates go up in a boom. So they are, short rates rising is a positive indicator. And then, in a bust, short rates go down. So here we are. The T-bill rate was a key high a few months ago. And now the three-month treasury bill looks like it's breaking down in yield. In the summer of 1929, the yield on the T-bill was around 5% in June, and then it just started to quietly go down, and then it really went down with the 1929 crash and the Great Depression of the early 30s, so that the U.S. T-bill rate gone down to 0.08%. Oh, in March, April of 1932, or maybe that was June, July 32, that was the worst of the start of that depression. So here we have it. The street is universally wrong in considering that, sure, the Fed cuts will help the markets. No. T-bill, the Fed will follow the T-bill rate down, and because they're uncertain what's going on, and also they don't set interest rates. How can a committee, FOMC, with 12 members on it, influence market rates of interest when it's set by 10 zillion transactions around the world all of the time? It's totally insane. So anyways, the T-bill rate is breaking down, and that is a very bad sign. And we've had a wonderful speculative rush into current, and the technicals are getting excessive. So the market is ripe for a severe hit.
A second question from Michael. The UK and France may seek bailouts from the International Monetary Fund. Germany is in a severe recession. The EU economy is collapsing, but EU stocks are skyrocketing. The US dollar is being dumped for the euro. Bob, at any time in market economic history, has anything ever been this upside down? Is this the bubble of all South Sea bubbles?
Good one. Yeah, it is. The first one was the South Sea bubble that peaked and blew out in 1720. Now, that was then newly invented. And then you had the following bubbles, 1772, 1825, 1873, 1929, and then recent here. And all of them was the greatest thing that the public had ever seen. But the amazing thing is that the markets in bubbles subsequent to 1720 knew the pattern. They all did exactly what was required. Central bankers, the whole thing, and then you get the crash. And so I think...
You're right. It is the bubble of all South Sea bubbles, and we'll see how it goes.
Our next question comes from Kathleen. It'll have a musical reference, I'm sure. Let's take a look at the question. As we approach the Fed meeting next week, the markets appear to be singing, "We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz." Having said that, the 1939 movie was a hidden call to expose Fed financial trickery. That's what some people are saying, and a return to the gold standard via the golden brick road. Bob, will a rate cut, as history suggests, actually trigger a market top around this time around? But what if Chair Powell is actually a wizard? Then can the markets go higher? Was it a reference, do you think, to the gold standard and so on?
Oh, I think that the public, the general public, will wake up to the disaster and understand that it was all made worse by government agencies and the central bank, and they will call for the discipline of gold convertibility. I'm absolutely convinced on that one. And you can call it a gold standard, but it is essentially gold convertibility. You take your U.S. dollar banknotes to I think even regular commercial banks, and you can exchange it for gold coins. And that then keeps everything a lot more honest. And I think we are going to go there. The public will realize that they've been screwed by central bankers. And we'll move. Now, you can't get rid of the central bank, but you can move to make it more disciplined. Then that, I think, will come along. Yeah.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Some of the headlines that caught your eye today. First one, could the U.S. dollar lose its position as the world reserve currency?
Yeah, that is a very popular question. And then also, I always like to use the example of Argentina. The country owes huge amounts of dollars due and payable into the financial center, now New York, in senior currency units, now the U.S. dollar. Prior to that, it was London and sterling pound. So this is then what makes the senior currency chronically strong in the post-bubble depression, because everybody owes so many of them, and the whole world gets focused on selling whatever they can in order to get their hands on dollars in order to meet their obligations in New York. I think that'll work out again. So, yeah, good question.
Next headline, U.S. stocks gained as a jump in jobless claims further boosted rate cut bets.
Yeah. Well, that just, the headline says it all, Jim. These are sensational, or somewhat sensational statements on market conditions.
Is it a good idea to lower interest rates? Would that boost jobs?
No, because interest rates go up in a boom and interest rates go down in the bust. I mean, the T-bill rate goes down. And then long rates, like for junk bonds, it gets a disaster because so many junk bonds will go to failure and no bid. And so that puts huge pressure on the long end of the risk bonds. And then at some time, it could get bad enough that it would even pull down prices of long-dated treasuries. But that would be sometime hence. But we would definitely not be in long-dated bonds because it's just too risky. Now, an ideal portfolio would be 3 to 4 year good grade corporate bonds. And for Canadians, buying good grade corporate bonds, you could buy U.S. because then eventually you'll get the kick on the U.S. dollar firming. So, you know, maybe 3 to 4 year term on there. Not much price risk, and you're going to get redeemed at par in a few years hence, and you'll get a better return out of T-bills, and the T-bill rate's going to go to zero. So, yeah, 3 to 4 year good grade corporate bonds would be a nice feature in a portfolio.
Another headline, calm consumer prices send rate cut odds soaring as gold tops inflation.
Yep, the headline there says that they're celebrating the possibility of rate cuts. And then gold going up, it's just mainly there have been tremendous offtake of gold. A range of central bankers have been buying gold. And I applaud this because gold for centuries has been the real reserve, whether you have it in a commercial bank, a financial bank, or a central bank.
And from Zero Hedge, record prices and near-term risks warrant at least some hedging.
Yeah, that's a good headline, a good advice. You just kind of prepare yourself for some adversity.
Well, we're in that time of year again, September, October, that's when you usually see the big market corrections. Are we setting up for one this time, Bob?
Yep. All you need for that recipe, Jim, is very strong markets and very bullish opinion. And we got both. So, yeah, and I've got a cartoon we came across. I thought I had one of lemmings. But no, Katie found one, this one of bulls running up a hill
towards a cliff. So we'll find an appropriate chart to go with that and send it out to our subscribers. And it's a fun cartoon.
Now, something that could be a lot of fun here, you have what you describe as a financial tie, and you'd like to give it away to somebody who warrants it. Can you describe this fashionable tie?
Yeah, it's got panels on it with stock market indexes, like here, Dow Jones, New York, and then we've got All Ordinaries, San Paulo, London Financial Times, Toronto 300, San Diego, Sao Paulo. We got on anyways. It's got all kinds of clips with quotations on it. And it's sort of a fun tie. I don't wear ties anymore. And I've had it as a collector's item for who knows how long. So what we'll do is say that if anybody wants this tie, they'll have to send in just a short little note about why the tie would be important to them. I guess that's the way. And then and Jim and I will assemble a panel of judges to determine the best little inquiry for the tie. So we'll see how this goes, Jim.
The ties that bind and the ties that go away. Bob, always fun chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, good to be together and with our listeners, and let's look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you'd like to win Bob's financial tie, or if you have a question for him, maybe both, you can send those inquiries to info@howstreet.com. Find us on X at House Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.